I know it's here somewhere. Finally.
Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And we've got a show for you today, and I think you're going to like it. Trust you will. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes, indeedy. Let me remind you to go to our website. Our website, of course, is drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. You can always go there to find out what's going on. And if not what's going on, at least what I'm thinking about, which is a great many things. But at any rate, we've got a show for you today. Let me show you something here. This is a thing. And you may have guessed that since it's in a box. It's a thing in a box. What is this thing in this box, you may ask? Well, you probably saw the thumbnail for this show, in which I asked the question, is this the greatest thing since sliced bread? Now, I happen to like sliced bread. Just saying. But from a perspective of a video creator, is this little box, cute little black box here, if I open it up, look, it has stuff in it. It has a little doodad here. We'll talk about the doodad in a minute. And two little microphones, which are identical. And they go in this little box, and the box has a battery in it, as do the microphones. And the box charges these when it's closed. Then you've got a little thing here on the bottom where you can plug it in. It's a USB-C port. You plug it in, and it will charge the box. And the box charges the microphones. How's that for odd? We open it up, but we take out a microphone. Set that down where I won't keep clicking it because it keeps clicking. And here you have a microphone with a little clippy thing. You have a USB-C port, so you can charge it separate from the box, should you desire to. And then you also have a little button here on the side. And if you push that button, oh, you know, I just noticed something. This is brand new. I haven't taken these out and messed with them very much. But this has a little piece of plastic on the bottom of the microphone that if I don't remove it like this, there we go, then it won't charge, because those little circular contacts there have to make contact with the box. So that means it hasn't been charging, which is sad, because it needs to allow me to push the button and hold it. And when I do that, the little green light comes on. I don't know if you can see the little green light. Hopefully you can. When you do that and then clip it to your shirt, you have a microphone. Now, the cool thing is, you have two microphones, which this also has a little piece of plastic on it, which I didn't notice until just now. I'm going to go ahead and pull that one off, too. And now this microphone is ready. Now, why two microphones, you might ask? And that's a good question. Two microphones, because you might have two humans that you want to have an interview with. So you could have one on to interview yourself and another one to interview another human. Yes. Now, let me show you my phone. I'm going to take it out of the case so it won't be quite so unwieldy. This is my phone. And because it is an Android... little box keeps closing on me. There we go. Because it is an Android phone and is a Samsung Galaxy, it has a USB-C port. And this little doohickey, this is a doohickey, that is the official term, plugs into, I don't know what the official term is. What it is it's a receiver thing. So if I then come here and turn on the camera, and you see, you can't see actually, that is the camera. If I then turn it on and start it recording, it's now recording me using this microphone going into that phone camera thing. And I keep messing up there. So that's how it works. Damn, here's what I'll do. Let me turn it off. Ooh, didn't mean to hit that microphone in doing so. Turn it off, switch it around, and then turn it back on. Now, it is recording the same shot as my main camera, and we will take that shot and put it in the video so you can see that I am, in fact, recording right now what is on the screen of the phone. So let's do that right now. It's now recording me using this microphone going into that phone camera thing. And I keep messing up there. So that's how it works. Okay. That was fun. Hearing it played back like that. But this little doohickey then, easy to get lost because it is a little doohickey, right? You can put it back into the case, which keeps wanting to close. This is, which is good. I mean, that's the whole point. This then will go in there, and you'll notice down in the bottom of the box are the contacts that these microphones charge with. Let me take this one off and turn it back off by holding the button down until the light goes off and then putting it back in the case. And now you'll notice, I closed it again. You'll notice that both of these, I don't know if you can see them, tiny little red lights are on showing it is now charging in the case. Okay? Because I charged the case earlier and I thought I was charging the microphones, but apparently not because the little plastics things were covering the contacts. Anyway, this is smaller than a pack of cigarettes, which I don't smoke. My dad used to smoke, but I know what a pack of cigarettes, the size of that is. This is smaller. So you can put it right in your pocket. And basically, you have a miniature recording studio. As long as you have your phone, which most of the time you're going to have your phone, and you have the microphones, you can record a video or audio, and with two microphones, you could do a interview, which is very handy to do, kind of a vlog on the go situation. Now, this is made by a company called Ulanzi, and Ulanzi makes a lot of cool stuff. I've got a few things by Ulanzi, not the least of which I showed you before, are some little lights. So with the Ulanzi lights and the Ulanzi microphone, you pretty much got a miniature recording studio wherever you go, which is pretty cool. So that's what I wanted to show you. Now, I also want to show you and talk about some other things. What comes in the box, you might ask? Good question. It's a nice little box, very neatly designed little box. It has instructions, which of course I personally never read. Just saying. And it has a little quality certificate, which is nice. It has a separate little box in here. And this box, if I can figure out how to open it, contains within it the charging cable for the whole box, which charges the microphones. See how that works? Anyway, so if you put that back in the little box here, put it back in the original box for the whole thing, and then put the Ulanzi device back in the box, you've got the whole thing, slide this back, and now you have the entire little case, box, container thing that holds the whole thing together. Now, let's take a look at how this works in real life, because obviously this isn't real life, this is studio life. But we're going to take this and we're going to do a little demo. And in the process of this demo, you'll see how far these microphones wirelessly will reach to the phone to do your recording. And we'll do a little demo of that right now. What we're doing is I've got my wife, Belinda, is out of the room into another room with the other microphone. Hi, sweetie.
Hello.
So she's in there with the other microphone. I'm in here with this microphone, and I'm the only one on camera because she doesn't want to get on camera. She doesn't ever want to get on camera. It's not just because of today. That's just the way it is. So anyway, so why don't you like being on camera, my sweetie?
I just don't.
She just doesn't. Okay. So as you can see, say something a little more, a little longer than that's not what you want to do. I don't know what you were saying. What would you like to say that is longer?
That I really don't want to be on camera.
That she really doesn't want to be on camera.
Okay. That was longer.
That is longer. That is true. Anyway, you see the point. The idea is that this can reach distances. We're at least 25 or so feet away. I've seen tests where people have been even 60 feet away without dropping out, which is pretty impressive. Now, she is behind a wall, so hopefully that is not cutting out the sound. But in any case, it can be used even across distances. So if you're on one side of the room, the other person is on the other side of the room, you could still interview them. So that's what I wanted to show you. Well, there you go. You saw the demo and you saw how far those mics can reach and the quality with which they record. Pretty neat stuff. Now, I wanted to show you all this. I've talked to several people about these. Really, these are the only instructions you need on the back of the box there. It's so simple. Plug it in, push the button on the mic, until you see the green light, use it. I mean, what could be simpler than that, okay? Also, if you're going to use this as an audio recorder, which I know some of you would want to do that, I found a little free app called Smart Recorder. That's what it is. S-M-A-R-T space recorder. Smart Recorder, available in the Google Play Store or the Apple iPhone App Store. Free little app. Works very well with this to allow you to do audio recording, like an audio podcast or things of that nature, with this wireless microphone set. Now, this microphone set, two mics and the charging case and the cable and the whole nine yards, everything in this box, $49 on Amazon. I think that's on sale right now for $49. I'm not sure if that's the regular price or the sale price, but it's a good price for the quality of these microphones. So, trust you found that interesting. That'll be the show for this week. Join us next time. And remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.
If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our channel and ding the bell to be notified of future videos.